could first-line ablation soon replace antiarrhythmic drugs for persistent atrial fibrillation? Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New data published in the New England Journal of Medicine may signal a major shift in how persistent atrial fibrillation is managed. In the AVANT-GUARD trial, pulse field ablation used as first-line therapy significantly outperformed antiarrhythmic drug treatment in patients with previously untreated persistent atrial fibrillation. At 12 months, treatment success was achieved in 56% of patients undergoing pulsed field ablation, compared to 30% of those treated with antiarrhythmic medications, representing a 54% reduction in the risk of treatment failure. Pulsed field ablation is a newer non-thermal ablation technology designed to selectively target cardiac tissue while minimizing injury to surrounding structures. Current guidelines generally recommend antiarrhythmic drug therapy before catheter ablation in patients with persistent AF, making these findings potentially practice-changing. While questions remain regarding long-term durability, access, and cost, the results suggest pulsed field ablation may emerge as a preferred early intervention for selected patients. If confirmed in broader clinical practice, this strategy could significantly alter rhythm-controlled algorithms in persistent atrial fibrillation. In our next story, new data published in JAMA Network Open may influence anticoagulant selection for younger patients with atrial fibrillation. A large real-world analysis of more than 173,000 patients under age 65 with non-valvular atrial fibrillation found that apixaban demonstrated the most favorable overall safety and effectiveness profile among commonly used direct oral anticoagulants. Compared with apixaban, rivaroxaban was associated with significantly higher rates of major extracranial bleeding and gastrointestinal bleeding without providing additional stroke prevention benefit. The Bigotran, meanwhile, was associated with higher thromboembolic stroke risk compared with both apixaban and rivaroxaban. These findings reinforce growing evidence that not all DOACs perform equivalently in real-world practice. For clinicians seeking anticoagulant therapy in younger AF patients, apixaban may warrant consideration as the preferred default option when clinically appropriate. And finally, new findings published in JAMA Network Open are challenging the routine use of invasive management in frail older patients with non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. In a subgroup analysis of the Senior RITA randomized trial, investigators found that among frail patients aged 75 and older with NSTEMI, an invasive strategy did not reduce the risk of cardiovascular death or non-fatal myocardial infarction compared with conservative medical management. Notably, patients with the highest levels of frailty showed a potential signal for worst outcomes with routine invasive treatment. These findings highlight the limitations of applying standard invasive ACS strategies uniformly in older, medically complex populations. The study underscores the growing importance of incorporating formal frailty assessments into cardiovascular decision-making and tailoring treatment intensity to physiologic reserve rather than chronologic age alone. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.